this is a particularly exciting time in that data from phase III clinical trials for roxadustat have been completed and have been presented at the American Society of Nephrology meeting in November of 2019. We do have phase II data for the other agents, and they are in active phase III trials with the expectation that the public presentation of data will follow shortly. One of the more exciting presentations at the ASN concerned pooled efficacy and safety for roxadustat in both non-dialysis dependent CKD comparing to placebo, and in dialysis dependent CKD in both incident and prevalent dialysis populations comparing to epoetin alpha. The data presented for each of these two large groups was either just under or over 4,000 patients, with a total of 9,000 patients included in these phase III trials. And this showed for the non-dialysis dependent CKD an unequivocal efficacy in terms of an increase in hemoglobin, again, with a much lower level of erythropoietin in the non-dialysis dependent CKD group versus placebo, and then in the dialysis dependent CKD group versus epoetin alpha, non-inferiority, and actually for the large pooled studies, actually showed a higher hemoglobin level, again, at a lower total erythropoietin level, with two sub-studies showing this as efficacious in the subgroup that had high C-reactive protein. If one looks at complications from the original phase III study published in the New England Journal of Medicine in September of 2019 from Chen et al. From China, the safety profile was essentially identical in the non-dialysis-dependent CKD group versus placebo and the dialysis-dependent CKD group versus epoetin alpha, with no difference in serious adverse side effects. It was curious in that study that there was a increase seen in hyperkalemia and metabolic acidosis. That was not reported to date in the larger phase III trials that were presented at the American Society of Nephrology meetings. What was exciting and presented at those meetings, if one looked at major adverse cardiac events, whether one used the traditional three-component MACE of non-fatal MI, non-fatal stroke, or cardiovascular death, or the so-called MACE plus, including hospitalization for heart failure and hospitalization for ischemia, there again appeared to be no difference between the groups, and very exciting for the incident population in the dialysis dependent, actually a lower risk of MACE. I should also finish up in that this has been shown in phase two and phase three to both reduce ferritin and hepcidin, increase TIBC, and potentially some tantalizing data in phase two is a reduction in total cholesterol and triglycerides, and no change in vascular endothelial growth factor to date.